And this week will be full of campaign photo ops, many involving the candidates' children. The Bush twins and the Kerry kids are all on the trail, and the young children of Democrat John Edwards have made newspaper front pages. It's always heartwarming to see the candidate as a family man, but at what point does it become, well, unseemly? Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates reports.
Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis was an acknowledged pro at protecting her children from the press's glare, both while they were toddlers in the White House and as they were growing up in New York City. So before she moved into the White House, Hillary Clinton contacted Onassis and asked for advice on how to give 12-year-old Chelsea the most normal life possible under the circumstances. Onassis's advice? Protect her from the press at all costs. Soon after, the Clintons mandated a zone of privacy, and it worked, and was adopted by George and Laura Bush when they went to the White House with their teenage daughters in 2000. Ever since John Edwards was unveiled as John Kerry's running mate, some onlookers have worried about how his youngest children, 4-year-old Jack and his 6-year-old sister Emma Claire, might fare on the campaign trail. But they shouldn't lose any sleep over that, says Anna Griffin. Griffin is a reporter for the Charlotte Observer who has covered Edwards extensively. She says this life is, for the Edwards children, normal.
They've spent their entire childhood with him in the public eye. I think it was Emma Claire was born just before he won the Democratic primary in North Carolina in 1998. So these are political children.
It's a political year. All three of the Edwards children, Jack, Emma Claire, and their big sister Kate, will be campaigning for their father this fall. Some critics may think he's exposing them a little too much to the public. But Anna Griffin says this is parental policy developed to comfort the littlest Edwardses.
It is very important for Elizabeth Edwards, their mother, that they have two parents in their lives. And if that means they travel, that means they travel. And throughout his presidential campaign, it was really a family practice that one of them would always be home. And that when one of them wasn't home, it was a very short period in which they were left solely with the nanny.
So, Griffin predicts, if Elizabeth Edwards accompanies her husband for long stretches as he campaigns, Jack and Emma Claire almost certainly will be there too. Historian Carl Sfiraza Anthony has written several books about First Ladies and two about White House family life. Anthony says whether it's John Kennedy on the Hyannis Beach or George H.W. Bush in a 1988 campaign commercial, few politicians can resist the allure of flashing the winsome children at their disposal.
There's no question that even the most loving father or a grandfather who may be running for president or vice president sees some marquee value in having the little kids around.
Little kids may be better off in the campaign melee than older ones because they can't accurately process what's going on. Older kids can, which is why, says Anthony, Bill and Hillary Clinton thought it important to steel Chelsea about what she would see and hear as the election year wore on.
They sat Chelsea Clinton down and explained to her that people will say things about her father that might not be true or might be exaggerated, but that it didn't have to change the way she saw her father. It was only politics.
Politics this year seems to have decreed that young people be part of the campaign scenario. So after 4 years of intense protection, 22-year-old Barbara and Jenna Bush are venturing out with their father to shake hands with potential voters. Dick Cheney's granddaughter, Kate, has campaigned with the vice president. The Kerry girls and Hines children, all young adults, are doing the same for their favorite candidate. And John and Elizabeth Edwards will have to decide how much their children will be seen. Anna Griffin.
They're going to be very aware of the need to have the kids be out and talk about the kids. And, you know, the kids, you see the impact that the kids have on John Kerry. John Kerry can't stop talking about them, but not look like they're prostituting these kids for political purposes.
Well, no more than the opposition, anyway. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.